something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Be Filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Listen, you know, we say we want to pray and we want to write down our prayer requests. And what are we writing? Prayer request number one, I need a house. Crazy things. Prayer request number two, I need some money for my uncle's children's whatever. Number three, I need promotion in my job. Number four, all these crazy things. I want to pass my professional exam. Number six, can you imagine? These are the things we're writing. And then we start struggling with God. If you don't answer this, oh God, hey, before the end of this year, oh God. We haven't started. Listen. All of these things that you're asking for, you don't need to ask for. If you were to know these verses I'm reading to you now, listen very well. Listen. The first one here, prayer request number one. He didn't say, oh God, please, those of them that don't have jobs, give them jobs. Those of them that are in need of money, give them money. Those of them that are... He didn't pray that. He said, prayer request number one, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might, with miracle-working ability by the Holy Ghost in your inner man. That's number one. Number two, that Christ may settle in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to ginosko, the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, gnosis, scientific knowledge, that he might be, oh God, it's there. And to know the love of Christ. The word is ginosko. It means revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge. It means to supernaturally know. Because you cannot scientifically know the love of Christ. So he says that you might know the love of Christ, which surpasses scientific knowledge. That's gnosis. Ordinary understanding. Ordinary knowledge. Knowledge by study. By observation. That ye... That's a latter part of that. That ye might be filled with the fullness, pleroma, fullness of God. That ye might be filled with the fullness of God. What God? You're not going to be filled with the fullness of the Father, with the fullness of Jesus. That's not what he's saying. It's the Spirit. Because the Father is in heaven. Jesus is in heaven. It's the Holy Spirit that brings the fullness of the Godhead to us, because Jesus is embodied, or rather, he is the embodiment of the fullness of God, but he's in heaven. Now, that fullness with which he is filled is brought to us by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. He is the conveyor of the presence of God. He is the conveyor of all heavenly things. And he's the one in fellowship with us in the earth. Jesus is not here. He is in heaven. And the only way Jesus is here is through the Holy Ghost. Jesus ministers to you today through the Holy Ghost. The Father ministers to you today through the Holy Ghost. And to be filled with the fullness of God means that you be filled with the Spirit. The Spirit brings to your life all the fullness of deity. You are loaded with all the heavenly blessings. Hallelujah. Think about it. That he might be filled with all the fullness of God. All the fullness of God. I told you that the Greek word is pleroma. It means the maximum load. With all the content in completeness. That is to say, everything that should be on board is on board in its full measure. That's the Greek word used. That he might be filled with the maximum load of God. Now, let's look at Jesus for a moment. St. John's Gospel, chapter 3. I want you to go there. There's a statement made about Jesus. And some people think that that's for Jesus and it's not for us. But all these scriptures show it belongs to us. Let's go there. St. John, chapter 3. Have you found it? Read verse 34. 1, 2, go. Again. He says, the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Okay, that's Jesus, yes, because in the context he was talking about Jesus, yes. But Jesus said, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. If he sent us the way the Father sent him, why would we have any less of the Spirit than he did? He also sent us to speak the words of God. So, God hasn't given us the Spirit by measure. Don't you understand? After all, he, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. All the fullness of God. The fullness of God. Well, I taught on a long series, maybe a year or two ago. On the fullness of God. If you haven't listened to those tapes, better get them. Listen to them again and again and again and again. The fullness of God. That's the title. It'll change you. It'll build your faith strong. See, being filled with the Spirit of God, as we're talking about here, I said, is the key to an unending, victorious, and extraordinary life. It's the key. And you should be filled with the Spirit every day. every day. He told us how. He told us how. Let's look at something. Book of Jude. One time we were talking about this. Jude, in verse, it's only one chapter, verse number 20. Oh, glory to God. You know, you study these things, you study the Word of God, it'll minister to your spirit. It'll build you according to what it talks about. Look at this, verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. How many of you ever experienced high points of faith at certain times of your life? You knew your faith was really high and you could do something. And then some other times, you know, faith was not quite high. It went down. How many of you? There were times you experienced great faith. Now, I'm not talking about the gift of faith in operation. I'm talking about the faith that you have built through the Word of God, through your knowledge of God, not a gift of faith that you had no control over. You get what I mean? All right. So how many of you experienced that great faith? Great. Some of the times it was like, oh man, how am I going to get this done? You know? He doesn't want us to ever go lower than our highest point of faith. Here's what he's talking about. He wants your highest faith to become your benchmark. Now, from where you spring to the next level, he don't want you to go down. How? Look at it here. That's what we just read. He said, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Your most holy faith, it means your most sanctified faith. In other words, that faith that you expressed that was not mixed at all with unbelief in any way. The highest faith that you ever had, that was your most holy faith.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.